I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Phil Sansom, and this week we're going nuclear on this question from Steve.
With the advent of fusion power apparently being only 20 years away, how much do we expect to get out of this energy-wise for what we put in? Is it twice as much out or 1,000 times as much out? And is it also true that nobody has managed to get out more than they've put in to date?
Fusion power is nuclear power, but not the kind you're thinking of, the type from Chernobyl and Fukushima. That type is fission, where the nucleus of an atom gets split into two smaller nuclei, whereas Steve is talking about fusion. That's two nuclei combining to form one. According to Stephen Cowley, director of the Princeton Plasma Physics Lab, this version, combining two to make one, doesn't have any of the messy nuclear issues you'd expect.
It is truly sustainable for millions of years, has minimal waste, is environmentally benign, can be turned on and off at will, and is safe. However, it is hard to do. The fuel needs to be heated to temperatures of about 200 million degrees.
This is the big challenge. Fusion just takes so much energy. But it's such a tempting target to aim for because, in theory, it provides a ton of power.
The record for fusion output is held by the Joint European Torus, JET, where 16 million watts of fusion power was generated. However, to sustain the reaction, 24 million watts of heating power was injected into the fuel.
So yes, it's true that to date we've never got more power out of fusion than we've put in. But Stephen Cowley is working on a scientific megaproject called the International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor, or ITER.
The goal of the fusion experiment ITER, being built in southern France, is to produce at least 10 times as much fusion energy as the energy that goes into the fuel.
It'll do this partly thanks to a myriad of technical achievements, and partly thanks to being twice as big as any fusion reactor before. However, there is a technical point here. While ITER should generate more heat power than it uses, this doesn't translate necessarily to electrical power, which ITER still may use more of than it makes, as Evan Ayu pointed out on our forum. That doesn't stop Stephen from being optimistic.
ITER will be followed by commercial fusion electricity generating plants that will be totally self-sufficient. Fusion power has been anticipated for many, many years, but now we can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
In the meantime, we may as well take advantage of the handy-dandy fusion reactor just a few billion meters away and invest in a little solar power. Thanks to Steve and Stephen for asking and answering, respectively. Next week's question, meanwhile, comes from John.
I just purchased some dart frogs, which need to live in high humidity conditions. In order to attain this, we basically sealed off the terrariums. The question is whether a really sealed terrarium could provide enough oxygen for the frogs through plant photosynthesis.
Can you help us out with John's pet peeve? Join the discussion on our forum, that's nakedscientists.com/forum. Or if you have a question you'd like us to answer, email chris@nakedscientists.com, use the web form nakedscientists.com/question, or find us on Twitter or Facebook. That's it. Until next time, goodbye.